In 5, 4, 3. The Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus asks you, is it going to be Dio or Ozzy? Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and tonight we are going to be, it's the shootout, really, the shootout of shootouts. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, the shootout of shootouts. Ronnie James Dio versus Ozzy Osbourne, the Ozman versus the Elf.
I mean, it's so true.
I know. Hey, look, you know, us little Italian guys have to stick together.
At least
okay?
He's a cool elf.
Yeah, he's a cool elf. So
it could be worse.
And so that's the show. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. I want you guys to go there and look at all the cool stuff we have there. Interviews, guitar stuff, rock and rants, daily shows, all kind of cool stuff. Plus this crazy thing here. We've got Keith the Hawk Hawkster Blingmeister tonight with us.
He's
as well.
Bling.
So we've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We've got Lily V6. And we're going to be kicking up some Ozzy and some Ronnie James Dio. But the website, again, is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And we are live. If you would like to join us live, then you need to find out about that stuff. I mean, you need to go to, like, a website and look it up. Friend
Whoa.
Us on follow us on social media, and you'll never miss a thing. But LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. And we've got some behind-the-scenes stuff and everything for you later. I'll give you that website later on where you can get in on the after party as well. So we've got a lot of fun stuff for tonight. So let's go around the room. Keith, what's going on, buddy? What's new with you? You're in New Orleans. It's a special time down there, isn't it?
This is called Fat Tuesday, Holmes. This is the Mardi Gras season, and today is the actual throwdown Mardi Gras. It's been crazy here all week. They had a parade on the West Bank where I live on Saturday. It looked like a goddamn bomb dropped after it was over with. Garbage and trash. I don't know why they trash our own neighborhood, but these people get crazy down here. What can I say? But today is a Mardi Gras, and today is a day that I don't even really leave the house. I'm having my own Mardi Gras party right now.
What are you drinking?
Maker's Mark.
Dude!
Oh, no. Are you guys twinning? You guys are twinning.
Dude, you gotta be kidding.
It was on sale here. It was on sale.
What the heck, man? I'll tell you guys on later on how I ended up with this, but
I don't even want to know.
So it's a bit of a story. I don't want to bore the audience. So yeah, cool, awesome. So Fat Tuesday with Keith the Hawk Hawkster. He's got his Mardi Gras beads on and everything's ready to go.
It's the debauchery before Ash Wednesday.
And speaking of Ash Wednesday and confession and going to church and everything, we have Lily V6.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff.
So Lily, what's new with you?
Nothing particularly new. I walked 7 miles on Saturday to hang Yngwie Malmsteen posters. That was fun. And but I got free tickets to the show on the 20th.
Awesome.
And my crazy music week starts this Sunday, and I'm going to like so many different concerts in the next 2 weeks.
Is there Red Dragon Cartel this week?
It is not this week.
It's towards the end of the month.
Yes.
Okay.
It's that's not for a minute.
I really don't want to. Yeah. Keep me abreast of that because I would love to go.
You're going
to
want
to
talk to Tony Leone.
Tony. You're going to have to talk to Tony.
He's opening. So it's Silk Nine. So.
Silk Nine. It's one of our Ludini bands here that we play.
But so, it's Lords of Acid is Sunday. That's the start of my debauchery. I'm taking a blow up sheet. Don't ask.
Lords, do they actually hand out like micro dots at the show?
Probably.
Nice.
I don't know. This is my first time. So we'll see. I will be going live, though, on Rock Rage Radio Facebook page. So check that out because it's supposed to be really crazy.
It's going to be a big pun.
So Venus and Furs is the local opener for that show.
Yeah.
So
cool,
it'll be cool.
Yeah. They do a real nice job. You guys, if you haven't seen Venus and Furs, you need to definitely want to check those guys out. So, any news, anything else? Keith, anything you want to share before we play the first band and then get into our topic? Any, no? Are you good? You're good. You're ready. You're okay. All right. We don't want to keep everybody too waiting, but you guys usually know the formula here is we usually get into the topic after the first song that we play tonight. So I'm not going to introduce this really. I'm just going to say this, that you're going to hear this song and you go like, it's going to sound very familiar to you. That's all I'm going to say. All right, guys, we'll be right back with our topic, Ronnie James Dio versus Ozzy Osbourne on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. That sounds a little bit familiar to you. It should. That is Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. And you can find out more if you'd like that. You can go to loulombardimusic.com and check out more of that good stuff there. I get people say, well, you know, I hear the beginning of that song. When am I going to hear the whole song? So we played the whole song. So now you know what it sounds like.
I had to just explain to people how they're not hearing the song on the live feed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. We can't play the song on the live feed. My record label won't allow me. So let's get into this topic. And because these guys are both, I mean, legend is
epic,
beyond legend,
the
right, Keith?
Legendary.
Beyond legendary. Like, just, these are, like, if you want to say the gods of rock and roll, I mean, like, these are, like, the gods. These are the guys that, you know, laid the foundations before the world was even formed of what hard rock and heavy metal
was
going to be.
Yeah, bro.
You're, like, wrong, bro. So, bro, you're bro. Bro.
Can you all say that like 20 times like that?
All right. Okay, bro. Keith, bro. Hawkster, yeah. Speak to me. What is on your mind? Let's get into this Ozzy Osbourne and Ronnie James Dio. This, by the way, we posted this just, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys remember that meme? Yeah, it's like, holy cow, this might have been our biggest topic ever. We might have to retire.
No.
So, this is like trying to eat an elephant. So, do you guys want to start off with a little bit of, Lily's kind of like our, you know, kind
historian.
Of historian here. So, you want to give us a little, which one you want to start with Ozzy or Dio? Give a little
background. I want to start with Dio because that's who I have on here first.
Okay.
So, American heavy metal singer-songwriter. He is from New Hampshire. So he's American.
New Hampshire.
Maybe that's why he's into Dungeons and Dragons. Nothing else to do. He fronted and or founded numerous groups throughout his career. Elf, Rainbow, Black Sabbath, Dio, Heaven and Hell. And also, I don't know this band, but I read about it, Hearing Aid.
Hearing Aid was, just give you guys, let me kind of fill you in a little bit on Hearing Aid. Do you remember USA for Africa?
Yes.
Okay. This was the heavy metal answer to that. He got a bunch of heavy metal artists together, and they produced this thing for charity called Hearing Aid. Instead of Live Aid, Hearing Aid.
Got it.
Ooh, heavy metal, get it.
All right. So supposedly Dio in Italian means God. And that's why, well, that's not why he changed his name. That was a suggestion why he changed his name. I never really found out why he changed his name. But his career spanned more than 50 years. He received many awards. There's a street named after him in Cortland, New York. And
he moved to Cortland as a young man, I believe, from
New Hampshire. New Hampshire, yeah. And he started his music.
Portsmouth. He was from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Sorry.
1957 is when he started as a part of the Vegas Kings. Later called Ronnie and the Rumblers, later called Ronnie and the Redcaps, later called Ronnie Dio and the Prophets.
Wow. Could you imagine, like, Ronnie Dio's a Vegas act?
I know, right?
Some the man on the silver mountain. Hey, everybody, try the feel, you know.
But that's just a brief history of Ronnie James Dio.
Okay, so we got the Reader's Digest.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and fill us in? Do you want to say, Keith, you want to talk about anything before we move to get a little bit of history of Ozzy? You want to jump in with anything?
No, I'm just like, listen, I didn't know a lot of that stuff, so I don't know the Ronnie and the Pacemakers or whatever it is.
Ronnie and the Pacemakers?
Yeah, he had a lot of names for his first band, and even the Elf he switched like 3 or 4 times before he was happy with that name. So, yes,
yeah,
exciting stuff.
I don't know all those Ronnie and the, you know.
Red Caps.
Yeah, up there. So, yeah, I guess I jumped in when the metal version of Ronnie James Dio came along, so
right.
I didn't know. I don't know if were those metal bands, do you know, or are they just like...
Nah, I don't think so.
No, that's a little later.
We're talking like 50s and 60s,
yeah.
So I don't really think we're like talking metal yet.
Not yet. Not yet. not until he was opening for Deep Purple.
Real quick before we move on, speaking of like rock guys that like have sung completely unrelated stuff in the past, there's video of Brian Johnson on YouTube singing like show tunes.
I've heard of this.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
That's how he got started. He was singing that kind of stuff before he became, you know, bang and bang guy. Just FYI. But so go ahead. So let's go ahead and get a little history on Ozzy. Then we're gonna get into like the back and forth.
Ozzy Osbourne, also known as the Prince of Darkness, English vocalist, songwriter, actor, and reality star who rose to prominence during the '70s as the lead vocalist of heavy metal band Black Sabbath. Sabbath. He's from Aston Birmingham, England. Black Sabbath went on to have a successful career, releasing 11 studio albums. First seven were multi-platinum. And he was fired from them once, but he did go back to them on numerous occasions. And they said our group's final studio album, 13, before they embarked on a farewell tour, which ended in 2017, which we know is not true. They're still going with the No More Tours tour too.
Yeah, but he's not sick right now. That's not Sabbath though. That's
right. But he plays. Apparently, he goes back and forth with them. And where was I on that? I lost it. He was on The Osbournes. He has an autobiography called I Am Ozzy, documentary film called God Bless Ozzy. He was on CSI. Him and his son did Jack's World Tour Detour. Won a Grammy for I Don't Want to Change the World. UK Music Hall of Fame in 2005. I know, I'm not done with it yet. Calm down. Well, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the U.S. in 2006. Like I said, 11 solo albums, 9 Sabbath albums. Been touring since 1980 for something. for the whole thing. But he, Ozzfest. He started that way back, in the, 19 something? Or was it
90s, I think.
I forget where I wrote that because I have about a million pages of notes. But, he has done that for a long time. He kept saying he was going to stop headlining it, but of course he still does headline, or did headline it until the end. And, 16 films, TV shows, video games. He's done a lot, and he's still doing stuff.
So, I mean, just off the top of my head, in terms of media exposure and projects, Ozzy's got DOB. If you want to talk about that type of stuff, there was no D.O. television.
No, I mean, you can probably thank Sharon for all of this.
This is where we have to, I mean, without Sharon, Ozzy probably would have been dead a long time ago. He probably would have cranked himself to death.
Probably one of them, arguably the first reality TV show. They might have started that kind of like vibe. I mean, that's just...
One of the first, I mean, Sharon saw, I think she saw what was happening with MTV and thought, let's get in on this,
Kardashians, you know what I mean? So I'd rather watch the Osbournes than the Kardashians. I mean, I can watch Ozzy stumble over the English language for an hour, and then instead of watching those friggin' bimbos walk around and talk shit the whole time. So
I'd rather watch Ozzy, quite frankly, not speak a word of English properly.
Exactly. And do nothing, and I'd be like, this is probably way more impressive TV than watching those friggin' bimbos walk around. So that's, but I think that the point is going back to Ozzy might have actually, the Osbournes might have launched the whole reality TV vibe for a lot of people. That was a very early on in that kind of, show vibe. I mean, now it's everywhere, but at the same time, that might have been one of the originator shows of reality television would have been the Osbournes.
It was definitely one of the most interesting. That's for sure. Oh. 1996 was the start of Ozfest.
I did a video on this. I honestly do not think that Ozzy would have had the career post his 80s thing that he had if it wasn't for the Osbournes.
Oh,
that is what really kind of reinvented him from... Not only was he the Prince of Darkness, then he became this kind of funny TV dad. This lovable, TV dad that, everybody liked to...
He was just so whacked out of his mind that I guess it's funny to people.
And I think Sharon saw that, again, back to Sharon. But I think without that, I think he would have been... I don't think he would have nearly the career that he had post-90s, 2000s, had they not done that. Because that just completely reinvented... That's what it takes for, a classic rock artist who had a career in yesteryear to kind of really be able to, they need to kind of do something to reinvent themselves. And it can't be contrived. It's got to be really kind of real. And Ozzy is this funny dude in his house and
just living an everyday normal
life. And Sharon saw it, said, let's film this shit. And, so that really propelled him. And again, in terms of career, I mean, I think that Ozzy beats Dio hands down, just in terms of career. There's no Dio Fest. There was no Dio TV show.
But did Dio need that stuff?
Well, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about. So, Keith, can I get some like observations on you between the two here?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the topics are, you know, Dio versus Ozzy. You're going to go like to all their little, you know, side projects or, you know, their accomplishments. They have both accomplished a ton. Who's a better vocalist? Who's a better, you could go into who's a better vocalist? Who's a better songwriter? Who has a better, you know, solo career? I mean, that's pretty much, it's a lot of it's up for grabs. I mean, obviously Ozzy's had a better TV career, so we've already established that, but that's, can't leave, you know, the fact where Ronnie James Dio, Ozzy had a great solo career, but Ronnie James Dio has not, like, been a punk, you know, it's where he's a very accomplished vocalist. I mean, like you were saying about those early bands I wasn't, you know, didn't know about. I'm sure those were very, you know, more pop acts, if I would guess. I mean, never heard of them, but, you know, he had a very broad range where I could see him doing that stuff. And he's also been in bands like that were great bands on the side, like not just Black Sabbath, because they both were in that, but Ronnie James Dio, you know, hey, he was in Rainbow. I mean, that's, he kicked ass in a lot of that, you know, with other great musicians like Richie Blackmore, you know. And so it's where it's kind of hard to, you know, the two are very neck and neck to me when it comes to their career retrospect. But yeah, they all got accomplishments up and down, but it's hard to pinpoint one thing, you know. So, but there's definitely a lot to discuss here.
Well, I mean, I think kind of touching on what you were saying, you could make an argument that Ronnie stayed a little more true to the sort of hard rock, heavy metal kind of vibe, image, because he never became like a caricature. Whereas Ozzy,
Ozzy, I think needed more guidance. I mean, he was very dependent on his drugs and alcohol. And of course that's when the Ardens came in and, you know, Sharon and her family helping him and everything. I don't think Dio needed that sort of guidance. I think he just was okay with creating and just, I mean, he met all of these people through his other bands. Like Richie, he met through when he was in the Elves. He was a regular opener for Deep Purple. So he just sort of made the connections and did his thing. And if it didn't work, it didn't work. And if it did, it did. And he didn't really care. But Ozzy was spiraling into this confusion and he couldn't handle things. So he needed more guidance to do it. And then, of course, then he gets pushed into doing these other things. Not that he didn't want to do them, of course, but, you know, pushed into the media a little more. And I think
I'll just run this up the flagpole. There's a lot of instances and a lot of video out there of Ozzy really sounding less than good. Actually sounding pretty bad. Drunk on stage, wandering around like he doesn't know where he is.
Snorting ants up his nose.
Right. Whereas you don't have any of that with Ronnie. Ronnie is like the consummate professional all the way through.
There's no,
yeah, he's kind of a perfectionist. There's no, you know, it's no snorting
ants.
No snorting ants. And Ozzy kind of partied with the 80s rock guys, whereas Ronnie was really against it. In fact, he felt that was actually hurting heavy metal, because these guys called themselves heavy metal, and he didn't really feel they were heavy metal. And, you know, that's the subject for another podcast, but that's just how he viewed it. So I think in terms of somebody who is authentic in terms of like heavy metal and hard rock, we go to Dio. And in terms of consistency, in terms of what he did, whereas Ozzy running around doing these different things wasn't necessarily bad, because who doesn't freaking love Ozfest?
Right.
Who didn't love the? I watched the Ozfest. I thought it was great.
I never watched it, but my mom was a huge fan of it, as I'm sure that gave him a whole new demographic of people getting into his music.
Yeah, I mean, it was brilliant marketing. Again, you know, and props to Wendy Dio, who was Dio's manager, but she just was not. She wasn't as forward thinking, and I don't think that she had the connections in the business the way that Sharon did. I mean, Sharon is. I mean, she's a powerhouse. So you have somebody like Sharon in your court.
You're gonna win.
Yeah, you're gonna. Yeah, I mean, it's like
she'll kick ass.
It's like the Avengers with Hulk, you right? know, on their team. You know what I mean? We have a Hulk. That's the line. but let's talk about some of the stuff they did in terms of introducing the world to guys who became really like iconic musicians. That everybody, these guys that were, in other words, guys that were around these guys that actually became household names. So let's talk about that next when we come back, okay? We're going to play another song, and we're going to come back and talk about that because Keith brought up, I mentioned a few things, and Keith's like, we got to talk about these other guys too. So can we get into that when we come back? You guys good for that?
Yes.
Of course.
All right. This is a band called, I just discovered this band via Gigi. This is a band, I guess it's signed to her record label. It's called Them Guns.
Yeah.
It's a track called Fireworks. It has some naughty words in it, so I'm just telling you now.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Fireworks. And let's go ahead and throw out a little info on Dem Guns. Dem Guns, you know that. Dem Guns is, you want to go to, there's a website for them. themgunsmusic.com. I'm just being silly. Can you hear me now, Keith?
Yes, sir. And once that music, I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear. Okay, well, I turn the music off. I want you to be able to hear. If it's no, if Keith can't hear, then it is no good. So, Hoxter.
During the song, when you're saying stuff to me, I can't hear. That's what I mean. I don't want to, like, exclude the song. That's stupid.
Well, the song, people can't hear. The song is being recorded separately on a separate track. So you can talk all you want, jump up and down. It's not going to make any difference. So, okay. So let's talk about the some of the people that, because of Ozzy and Ronnie, we know some people. And some people's careers were really launched because of these two guys. So Keith is really big into this. Keith probably forgot more about music than I'll ever know. So why don't you talk about some of those guys, Keith?
The guys that have got careers launched because of those
because
two legends?
Guys, yeah, go ahead. Tell us about it.
Drummers, singers, guitar players, bassists?
All
want
of
me
them.
Talk about?
Go down to whoever dolls. You jump in where you want. You want to talk about Tommy Aldridge. You want to talk about whoever you want. Bob Daisley, whoever you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Like a great rock drummer that was, you know, in Black Oak, Arkansas. And then when he played with Ozzy, that does, you know, anybody who plays with Ozzy is going to get, you're going to get some recognition, man. I mean, whether it's Randy Castillo, or, you know, even the Black Sabbath days, Bill Ward. I mean, these guys, it goes on and on. You go with them up to even to the Mike Bordens of the world, Lee Kerslake. I mean, guys that have played, the drummers that have played with Ozzy through the years, there's probably ones that I'm missing. Brad Wilk played with Black Sabbath for the, you know, team, you know, time of wreck, whenever they were together the last few years here. There's another cat that I've seen with playing with Ozzy that I have no idea who he was. Bearded guy. I have no idea what his name was, though. But there's really named players that were, some of them were already successful, but the Tommy Aldridge of the world, you got the Randy Castillo play with him on the Ultimate Sin record and did all those tours. He was on No More Tears. You ever heard of people called Zakk Wylde and Randy Rhoads? I mean, these guys. Jakey Lee, I mean, the list can go on and on. And Robert Trujillo played with those guys. I mean, it's just so it's a rock and roll gig that everybody wants. You know, if you play with Ozzy or Dio, I mean, you know, that's all that stuff is just in the Ozzy camp even. But if you go into Dio, he's, you know, great players, like, you know, he has like Vivian Campbell, he has Vinny Appice played with Dio for years, a great, great rock and roll drummer. So these guys are all familiar names to people because of you know them to play with those acts. I mean, they've done other stuff on their own, obviously, but it's like those are the, you know, those are the big pay. And Rudy Sarzo, you might have heard of him before. Like I said, there's too many to mention, so I'm sure people will be like, what about? Yeah, we know about all those guys, but it's one of those things where that's a gig that no one turns down. I mean, that there's been a lot of turnover in those gigs, but I mean, it's, I guess these people just go on and it's just that one continuous down the line, man.
Well, I think some of them go on to their own things, and the guitar players all have for sure, because Viv has been in part of Def Leppard for years and years and years. Doug Aldrich, who had a little bit of a career with Hurricane and some bands like that. I think he may have played with Lords of Acid, too. But really what kind of blew him up was when he started playing with Ronnie James Dio. And now he's been in Whitesnake for years now.
Yes.
And he's a wonderful guitar, like next generation of those, like, kind of great guitar players in that same Vivian Campbell, J.K.
Oh,
Lee,
Dead Daisies. He's in Dead Daisies.
He's in Dead Daisies now, yeah. Too. A guy that we forget about who played with Ozzy is
Tony Iommi. These guys have all had great careers, too, because, yeah. You know, like, they didn't have a...
But Tony Iommi is a god in his own right, man. Yeah, I mean, Tony Iommi is like
Bill Ward, but it's like
he's another category.
Band, the Black Sabbath would have never been the same. They needed Ozzy, man. They needed him.
Well, they all needed each other. I would put the hard rock triumvirate as Tony Iommi, Richie Blackmore, and Jimmy Page. You know, that's like the holy trinity of hard rock riffing right there. Those are the guys that like...
You need to make a chart.
Those are the guys that like designed it. But a guy that we forget about is Brad Gillis from Night Ranger. And like he was the first guy who came in right after Randy Rhoads died. And, you know, played...
I mean, he definitely had his own thing at the time. So, I mean,
well, the story is that they called him up and he flew from L.A. because he was living in L.A. and he flew to New York. No amp, nothing. Went to Ozzy's hotel room and he said, play the solo to Flying High Again. No amp, nothing. Just, you know, electric guitar without an amp doesn't make too much sound, for those of you that don't realize that. And Ozzy hugged him and kissed him and said, you have the gig. But Ozzy
he was also very depressed, though, at that time.
Yeah. He's like, anybody come and fill in. But there's a great, I should find a link to it, play for you. There's a great podcast where he talks about it. I'm sorry, go ahead, Keith, what'd you say?
Brad Gillis is a very good guitar player.
Monster. Yeah, no slouch.
I don't know, like, playing in front of Ozzy, like, what state is Ozzy in at that point? I mean, you know. Not the state of New York, but I mean, state of mind.
He was never really in a good state of mind.
Yeah, but. I mean, that was, I mean, you know, Ozzy has said many times about his, you know,
state of California, what?
His substance, use. He said, you know, hey, I fall off the wagon, but I get back on. So he's got a up and down relationship with substances. You know, whereas, again, if you want to compare to Dio has kind of been like straight edge. Pretty much. That's not been anything to do, you know, but who's still alive?
I know. Makes zero sense. It's like the drugs preserved Ozzy.
I think the day that Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne stop doing drugs, they're going to die. They just got to keep
probably. Honestly, that might be the truth. That might be the truth.
I'm not a doctor, but at the same time, I can see where better living through chemistry helps these guys, because it's just the fact where Keith looks like he's friggin' just hammered. He's 150 years old and he's still just rolling. I mean, they're on tour. They're going to be touring again.
They're doing a new record. And Eric Clapton says he can no longer play guitar. Keith Richards is older than Eric Clapton.
Wow.
Those are going to be a jazz fest this year. They charged $300 than a kidney for a ticket.
Wasn't Keith just like a puppet now?
Okay, the show's not about Keith Richards.
I know.
Can we give a shout out to our viewers, Lily? Can you do that for us?
Please? I can do that. We have got Chris Thunderwolf watching, Sonny Von Cleveland. What's up, y'all? Elliot Kemp, Ozzy, of course. Michelle Friedberg Husa, Les Bartle, Gary Schwartz. I sound funny. Gregory Schatz, Don Dyer, Ashley Smash. She says, "Hey, babes." Nicole Liotti, she's voting for Ozzy. Tracy Sampson is watching. John Fox is watching. Will Mass, Ozzy couldn't hold a candle to Ronnie. Ronnie was 1,000 times more talented. Ozzy was and is a puppet. Funny that I just mentioned that Keith is. Bill Butchko, Tom Seaman, Mary Wall, Nicholas Nasties.
Ooh, nasty.
Love this topic, he said. And he also said Ozzy is more of a pop star to me. Dio keeps it all the way real in his style. Elliot Kemp also said Dio's voice just doesn't get to me like Ozzy. Charlie Doyle's watching and he goes, "Lily, what's up, my dear friend?" What's up, buddy? Someday we'll finally meet at a show, I'm sure. He's a local supporter of music. So
we had a lot of people chime in on Facebook this week.
We sure did. And that was just yesterday.
Yeah. It was just from, I mean, oh my God, this is a new record for us. I think 43 comments. Mm. So, a lot of people wanted stuff to.
Two of them were by Billy Altman.
Actually, no. I think he only did one.
No, Billy behaved. Billy's doing all right, man.
Yeah.
Billy's all right, man.
I said, Billy, control yourself, man. We can't have you doing the entire show. That way you want to.
He just wants to belong to the rock.
He had a birthday, so I think he grew up. I think he matured a little bit.
There you go. In a week.
I mean, he texted me at all today, so I mean, that's more.
We got to give a shout out to Billy Altman. Billy Altman's like a super fan, and we love you.
He's our little super fan.
Yeah, great. You know, and we do. Billy's a good dude. I mean, he's effed up, but he's a good dude. Billy, you're crazy. Billy, you're crazy. Okay. So let's, what do you want to do? Do you want to play another song and then come back and talk about the Facebook comments and then come up, each go around the room and talk about who we pick? Or do you, what do you want, or what do you want to do?
Let's do comments, then music.
We do comments first, then music?
Then yeah, come and back, then come back, come back and
okay.
talk about it.
Okay. So here's the comments from Facebook. We've got, okay, so there's just a gazillion of, I don't know if I can read them all, but
just
I'll say,
skip.
Dan White says okay. Ronnie James Dio. Michael Dunn says, yes. Bruce Lucianizer says, wow, a tough one, but
Lucian.
I'm leaning towards
Lucianizer.
Lucianizer. Jeff Mazai, Ozzy had Randy without his solo career. May not have happened, but Dio was influenced by more vocalists than you can count. I don't know if that's a yes or no, but thank you, Jeff. Tony Lang. Tony Lang says, I love Dio, but Ozzy, 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 and Ozzy. Jason Sepienza says, I got to go with Dio. John Thompson says, I'm more of a fan of Black Sabbath's music with Foo on vocals. Ozzy solo stuff, especially the first two albums, killer, but...
Dio is hands down the better vocalist. Okay. He was probably talking.
I gotcha. Got to see them both, Mark. Got to see them both. Mark Potterich?
Potterich. I don't know.
Lara, we make no claims on being able to pronounce your names, folks.
We're bad at it.
Yeah, we just admit that. Lara Keen, seen both, and she says Dio. Jeff Gardner, I love Jeff's a good buddy of mine. Nope, not choosing. There is no one better than the other.
I'm messaging
that is
you not later.
A choice, Jeff.
I'm messaging you later.
I shouldn't have even said your name on the podcast for that.
Jason. Jamie, straight to hell for saying that.
Jason Small says, Ozzy sold more records. Dio is far and away the best metal singer there is, was, and will be Dio. Everybody's given the horns.
Yes,
for
since
Dio.
He obviously coined that for heavy metal music.
Well, actually, it's a debate because Gene Simmons says that he coined it, but then Dio says Gene Simmons also invented shoes and breathing.
This is true.
Mickey Hernandez, yeah. Our buddy, Mickey, we love your band too. He says Ozzy. Then he says Dio was great, but somewhat one-dimensional. Ozzy can do haunting, rocking, and beautiful. Billy Altman, obviously Dio, because he has better range of singing, and he just sounds a lot better.
Obviously.
David Hooper, who I'm so happy that David is following us. David is a mentor of mine. I'm taking his big podcast blueprint course right now, and he went on to really get heavily into Dio and Ozzy's careers, talking about Heaven and Hell. He says Heaven and Hell was the best Black Sabbath album, but Ozzy's first two solo records were better than Heaven and Hell. So I'm not sure where he's coming down. Tom Johnson, it's a tough one. Both extremely talented, distinct styles. Dio, in my opinion, had more of a range. Ozzy, Man of Silver Mountain defined Dio in his style. Ozzy is Black Sabbath, his unique sounding vocals. Brian Urso, thank you. He says Brian Urso is definitely coming down on the side of Dio. Tom Johnson. Again, wait a minute. We got to scroll down here. Bill
Damiano.
Bill Damiano. He talks about Bill. Apparently has a podcast or something. He says he just discussed this on his podcast. Mike Petrola. Is this really an argument? Yes, Mike. It is.
Matt
Petrola. Sorry, Dan. I can't even pronounce first names. Dan White ran a quote from #AskIomi. I'm not going to get into that, but thank you, Dan, for your comment. Kevin Foster Wilicki, it's unfair, pure anarchy in my brain.
And this is where I went.
But Lily went off on him, and he's trying to sidestep it, you know, D'Ozzy and.
But he chose Dio.
Okay. John Bowles, Dio all day. Steve Gardner, Ozzy, not even close. Hey, Steve, it's been a long time, but I hope you're doing good. James Hamill, I wish I could have seen a show with both cats. That would have been kind of cool, huh? Dio and Ozzy singing.
That would have been interesting.
Mark
Brennesser.
Dio is better singer, but Ozzy sang over better music. Adam Barlow, Ozzy is the OG, but Dio had a good thing going with his solo career. John Fox, apples and oranges, both have their strengths. John,
I'm messaging you later,
you are
too.
Disqualified.
I'm messaging you
later.
You're
fired as a fan. You cannot be a fan anymore. No, we love you guys.
Way to ruin it for yourself. You really pissed yourself, buddy.
You got to pick one. That's the game.
That's part
of
the game.
I know it's a bitch. If it was easy, you know, if it was like. Between Ozzy and Joe Schmo, who you never heard of.
Then I guess it's
hello, you know, I mean, what's fun is that?
Doesn't everybody like the Tony Martin version of Black Sabbath? I mean, come on.
Stop yourself.
What about the Ian Gillan version of Black Sabbath?
I mean, everybody has headless. I have a headless cross on 8-track. I actually don't, but that's a joke.
Somebody, John Fox, mentioned to me about Born Again, and I went back and was listening to it, like when Lily got here. That's actually a really good record. That's with Ian Gillan. They did a record with Ian Gillan after Dio had left to go do a solo, career. And I tell you what, man, I went back this week and listened to, I listened to Mob Rules again.
Yeah, that kicks ass.
That is a good record, and the production, it hasn't aged. It sounds like it could have come out like right now. Fantastic.
Billy Altman says hi.
Hi, Billy. Hey. Billy.
Who's that?
That's messed up.
All right, we're going to rock out a band, and then we're going to come back and give our votes. Hey, I want to say something before we go to, we're going to play Adam to Eve. But I want to say, give a shout out to kind of our affiliate, and that is Rock Rage Radio. RockRageRadio.com is a website. Please just download the app. If you want to hear great hard rock and heavy metal all the time, you know, nonstop. 24/7, 365. That is what you need. So just download that.
It's free.
It's totally free, and you guys can rock out constantly. They put us on Sundays at noon. So, you know, if you're coming out of church, crank it up and check out Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We're going to come back and give our vote. And in the meantime, check it out, guys. This is a band called Eve to Adam. Immortal on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I am immortal. Never fade away. I'm a legacy that lives beyond, far beyond the grave. I am immortal. I'll never rest in peace. And you're never gonna be, never gonna be, never be. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And we are talking about Ozzy versus Dio. That's the topic tonight. And we just jammed out to Eve to Adam, Immortal. And you can go to evetoadam.com. We opened the show with Lou Lombardi, Strangelove. You can find out more about that at loulombardimusic.com. We played Them Guns. Them Guns. You can go to Them Guns. Them, not Them.
You can go to the Gun Show.
I'm a gangsta. Themgunsmusic.com, and that was Eve to Adam, evetoadam.com. We're going to end the show in a few minutes with a Dead Day Revolution. We're going to rock out to those on the outro, so stick around for that. So we've done it all. I think we talked about the careers, we talked about the musicians, we talked about the songs, we compared and contrasted. So now it's time to go around the room and cast our lot for who we're going to cast our lot for.
Are you going last?
And I'll go whenever. But what I would like you to say is why you vote the way you vote.
Gotcha.
There's no wrong answers,
Got
Keith.
You, Boo.
I'm not arguing. Not tonight.
Just with the dog.
So.
He freaking attacked me. He was in my jugular.
I think you're okay.
It's like Cujo.
Keith almost got licked to death by his
little
puppy.
Little Diesel.
Vin. So, let's start with the Hawkster. Hawk. Who are you going with and why?
You have a gun?
Wow, and there it is.
Heads, will you please? I'm going to go with Ozzy due to the fact that I think they had more success with him, and I think that the songs that I think about when I think about Black Sabbath, because Black Sabbath to me is the what metal is. You know, that was like to me metal band. And even later on, like, you know, not that much later, but like songs when I still hear it to this day, not just the cliche sort of like Iron Man and, you know, the song Black Sabbath. When I hear songs like to me that are metal, I think of songs like Into the Void. And Ozzy was singing that. And I don't, like, I'm not saying Ronnie couldn't have brought that same energy. I think Ronnie James Dio, as a consolation prize, is a way better vocalist. But I think the music as a whole and the solo record, you know, the solo careers and just the music that's legendary to me, I'm going to go with Ozzy, but it's a close one. But let me just say before I let that go, Ronnie James Dio to me is a better, way better singer, in a vocalist singer, whatever you want to call him, than Ozzy. I think Ozzy always sounds like Ozzy. He's a one trick pony. I think that it's great for what he does. I just think that he landed with the right people at the right time, had the right backing. You think he could have did that shit on his own? I mean, it's like. But so I'm going to go with Ozzy, but it's a very close one. I'm going to give props to Ronnie James because he's a great vocalist, you know. So I'll go with Ozzy, but it's a little bit, you know, it's difficult decision.
Okay,
I'm done now.
All right.
Wait, hold on. More thing. I'm good. Go ahead.
Lily V6.
We have people guessing what I'm going to say.
Okay,
on,
what
on
are
the
people
podcast.
Guessing? Because I mean, this would just be fun. What are people guessing?
Elliot C. Kemp goes, I bet Lily goes Ozzy, and Doug Masters said she will go Dio. So.
Wow.
With that said.
Nobody's guessing what I'm going to go for.
As I do love Ozzy, I'm
is
definitely.
The Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
No, it's the Lily Show.
What?
I am going Dio, and the reason is he does have a better vocal range. He can do the hard rock song or the lighter ballad. I just think he's so. I do like Iron Maiden, and I like the more epic sort of songs. And he did do the sort of like medieval sort of songs with that. And he did like all of his songs sort of had a meaning. Not that Ozzy's don't, but. I just kind of like more the more epic sounding songs, and I did like the fact that he did do the theatrics with turning an entire arena into like a forest, and I don't know, I just really like that he was a little less poppy than Ozzy was, and I think he's the epitome of metal, and I'm going with him inventing the metal horns in metal music, so I don't care what Gene Simmons says, even though I do like Kiss as well, and I think it's just ludicrous that he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of this, and this is I don't know. And I think he could have gone further had he not passed away, God rest his soul. But I really think he's the better metal god, in my opinion.
Okay. So we got one for Ozzy and one for Dio. By the way, I have to say this. You know, whatever's going on with your throat,
it's bad.
No, it actually sounds kind of sexy.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe I should always
this
be sick.
This is a chick thing. Like, you girls get, like, kind of scratchiness. There's something kind of sexy, but your voice changes into something, like, a little more sexy. I'm just putting that out there. You know, I guess it's my turn to say what I got to say. There is a, and I will put the link in, I actually put the link up there for you guys to already see. There's a Ozzy versus Dio YouTube where they show Ozzy singing a song, then they have Dio singing the same song. And hands down, Ozzy sounds better on each one of these songs. It's just the Black Sabbath songs. and I love Ozzy. Like, I understand why guys in prison have his name tattooed on their knuckles. I totally get it. Just what he accomplished, and the fact that he was able to reinvent himself and continue to bring metal forward. I mean, he did a lot for the genre, so I got to give the devil his due. But I am a hardcore to the death, to the day I die, Ronnie James Dio fan forever. Anybody who grew up in a town with a classic rock station that overplayed a lot of music, and Man on the Silver Mountain is one of the songs that is overplayed. I never get tired of it. If it comes on, if Man on the Silver Mountain came on right now, I would stop the podcast and listen to it again. There's just something about that man. I don't know what it is. I wish I could give you guys a more, like Lily kind of gave like a logical argument for why
you just don't know why.
I just love his voice, everything, and I'm a singer, I guess that maybe that's part of it too, but he just does it for me, you know what I mean? It's like some guys
like
blondes.
Being in the car and singing to these songs,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Some guys like blondes, some guys like brunettes. It's like that kind of thing. Like, I can't really give you anything like other than just my personal feeling. Like, his music takes me someplace that Ozzy doesn't quite take me. I think I like the consistency of what he did. Also, I think in terms of later music, when he reunited with Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler and they did the Heaven and Hell album, that album is like, I think that smokes anything post No More Tears Ozzy. The songs are killer. The production is just like, it's like they're coming to stomp on your head and kill you. Everybody sounds great. Dio is like, I mean, he's got cancer and he sounds
beautiful.
Amazing. There's actually a tour that they did with that from like, you can see there's a concert video from like 2009, and he was sick and he just crushes. Consistently, he sounds awesome. I don't know. I'm a Dio guy. When I heard the song Rainbow in the Dark, I mean, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I couldn't wait to hear it. I had my tape machine set up.
You could record
yes,
it.
Yes, I had the record and the play pressed down and the pause pressed down. So the second I heard that opening riff, I could hit that pause button and record that song, because that song just floored me. And Vivian Campbell's solo on that song, that is a one take, by the way, on that. He just came in and played it, and they did it about 5-6 more times. And Dio was like, no, we're going to go with the first one. I mean, like, there's just pure, it's like lightning in a bottle with Dio. So that is my just personal feeling about it. I wish I could give you guys a more logical explanation like the way Lily did, but it's just a feeling I get that I just don't quite get with Ozzy. And there you have it.
And Boom Goes the Dynamite.
And Boom Goes the Dynamite. So let's go ahead and give our Keith looks frustrated. What's wrong, Keith? Keith?
Yeah.
You all right? You look frustrated. You look like you want to say something, but you're holding back.
I'll say something. That's why I'm here. Would I be on this podcast if I didn't have something to say?
No, that's why we love you.
Exactly. So the next time you listen to the radio, which I know everybody does, what do you think is going to come on the air first, an Aussie tune or a
Aussie, for sure.
Of course. You make a great argument, my friend, and I love Aussie.
I'm not saying I don't like Aussie. I love Aussie.
I think Aussie is a way better boat, but I just think the legacy, when it's all said and done, is going to be Aussie.
All right.
No, I definitely don't disagree with you on that. I just prefer, like Iron Maiden, I prefer hearing the longer, more epic sort of songs, especially when I'm driving, and I do a lot of that. So I would probably put on a Dio song more often than I would put on an Aussie song.
All right.
And too, like, this is not a knock against Ronnie James Dio. I like Dio stuff. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I get to the point where I don't want to hear probably the older I get, I don't want to hear songs about Dungeons and Dragons.
Normally, I don't want to either.
Actually, that's
me.
A little bit of a not true. Like, he doesn't do songs about Dungeons and Dragons.
He does medieval-esque songs. So,
yeah, but they're not about that. And he sings a lot about
songs. And I mean, I'd rather hear songs about, you know,
you'd rather hear the more dark Aussie type stuff than the Dungeons and Dragons. I get it.
I mean, that's just what I know. Dio presents himself better as a vocalist, but when, like I said, when it's all said and done, Dio doesn't have a crazy train. You know what I mean? it is what it is.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Thanks, Lily. Anything you guys want to plug or talk about before we get out of here? Lily, why don't you tell folks where they can hear your show on Rock Rage?
My show is Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio. You can either go to the website, rockrageradio.com, clean and simple, or you can just get the app for free on your smartphone. Just download it right from the App Store. Super easy. And I will be going live a lot in the next 2 weeks, so there will be a lot of shows to see.
Keith, got anything you want to share or anything that you want to talk about before we roll out of here, buddy?
Yeah, Friday I'll be at the Balcony Music Club at 3 o'clock with the Lifesavers variety, and we do Up the Town and Old School Hits. Friday night, that same night, I will be at Cities After Hours, which is in Metairie, Louisiana, with One First Town, which is a country rock band, actually. Saturday I will be at the Hi-Ho Lounge with Black Laurel, which is an original rock band that I just completed an album with. Sunday morning, I will be in a church to confess all the shit that I did. So that's what's going on this week, and God bless me.
God bless you, Keith. All right, Lily V6, Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We are going to move over now to the party portion of the show, which if you go to LouLombardiRocks.com, you can get in on. There's a lot of cool stuff there, exclusive music, exclusive videos, a lot of stuff we can't talk about in the regular world. So we're going to do it over there, and we're going to have a good time. Keith and Lily will be joining us for that as well. We are just going to kind of maybe talk about what we might talk about next week and kind of just maybe hang out for a little bit, party a little bit. And if you want to hear the real dirty jokes, that's what you want to do. So you can find out more about that at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Thanks to Rock Rage Radio for being our affiliate and getting us out there to a much bigger audience. We are just doing so great because of those guys, so we really appreciate it. Real quick rundown of who we heard tonight. We heard Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. You can go to LouLombardiMusic.com. We played Them Guns, and that's ThemGunsMusic.com. Eve to Adam, that is EveToAdam.com. And we're going to boogie on out of here to Dead Day Revolution, and their website is DeadDayRevolution.com. Guys, have a great week, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Happy Mardi Gras.
shadows roll.